One piece. It's called Hop Out and Shuffle Away, aptly titled, I think. It's music by Hong Kong composer Ian Ing Kachun. And our performers here are Jenny Guerra, violin, Carlos Apayanis, piano, and Elena Solanas, cello. This is one of the pieces that was featured recently at the International Rostrum of Composers in the beautiful town of Palermo in Italy. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. On today's episode, we go in the field to Palermo in Sicily. Really a beautiful town. We were there for the International Rostrum of Composers. And we go to a lot of festivals, but in many ways, this was different. For one thing, we weren't listening to live performances like we normally do. These were all pre-recorded pieces to be evaluated at the rostrum. So the audience, far from being members of the general public, they are generally trained musicians or radio professionals like ourselves. So it was very fun. There was a lot of energy in the room as we were listening to this music. It was like a giant listening party, which if you know Relevant Tones, you know that's one of my favorite things. So it was a great trip, and we're going to play some of our favorite pieces on the program, including the piece that won this year in 2017. We opened with a piece called Hop Out and Shuffle Away. I'm going to go to a very, very different kind of piece now. And the music was as eclectic as it gets. So we opened with this really fun, vivacious piece. We're going to go now to a much more slow-moving piece. This is not a chamber work. This is a piece for orchestra by Lithuanian composer Onute Narbutaitė. And this piece is it's a real slow burn. Unfortunately, it's 22 minutes. So we won't be able to play all of it. But it's interesting what she does. The piece opens very, very slowly, very gradually, and then she starts to layer it. So it opens with a single pitch in the orchestra. This is a string orchestra, by the way. And then she begins to layer that until we have a very, very thick texture. I think it's a marvelous effect. Here is the St. Christopher Chamber Orchestra with Juha Kangas conducting to perform Was There a Butterfly by Onute Narbutaitė.
Thank you.
an excerpt of a piece for string orchestra. It's called Was There a Butterfly, which I think is kind of an evocative title. The piece, I think in many ways, is very typical for string orchestra. If you think of Barber's Adagio for strings or some of the Elgar, some of the great string orchestra pieces, they do tend to be slower tempo, and they do tend to build very slowly like this one. It starts off with one texture in the strings and then gradually starts to layer. I think she's done a marvelous job with it. It really is a beautiful piece. Great performance, too. That's the St. Christopher Chamber Orchestra, and the conductor is Juha Kangas. So this recording was played for us in Palermo, Italy, at the International Rostrum of composers. If you can picture this scene, there's a lot of music professionals, radio professionals, all sitting in a room. They play the piece, and the evaluators are busy scribbling their notes. The radio people are writing whether or not it's something they want to feature. It's kind of a fun scene. It's like a listening party, but with a slight edge to it. The composers, of course, are a little bit nervous because it is a really big deal to be chosen for this. Today's episode is In the Field, Palermo, and we're playing music that was featured at the International Rostrum of Composers. This happens every year, features composers from around the world. I don't know how many hundreds of composers enter this thing, but a lot, and very few of them are chosen. So again, it is a big deal, and we're playing five of the pieces from 2017 on the program today. This is kind of a fun transition. We're going to go from Was There a Butterfly to a piece called To Become a Tree. And in this case, we're moving back to the chamber music realm here. Ensemble Fractales is the performer. And the piece is by Estonian composer Els Vesik. And I'm not going to say much about it. Let's just listen to it. This is a piece that struck me right away. Here is Ensemble Fractales to perform To Become a Tree.
Thank you.
That piece really struck me right away. And if you can imagine where I first heard it, we're in a room in Palermo, Italy. A lot of people who are there to evaluate these pieces, a lot of radio professionals. And this music comes through the speakers. It's so well recorded. It's such a great performance. And it's really striking music, isn't it? The piece is by Els Vesik, an Estonian composer, and it's called To Become a Tree. And I just really admire her interpretation. I think it's really, really interesting. It's a provocative title. If you spend any time in nature, like most of us do, you think about trees. And of course, we know that they're sentient on some level. You kind of wonder, what's going on in there? An average tree will be alive for decades. What's going on in there? So an interesting musical interpretation of perhaps what's going on inside a tree or the process of becoming a tree, because the piece again is called To Become a Tree. The performance there is Ensemble Fractales, and I just want to pay special attention to the clarinetist who also doubled on bass clarinet. That's Benjamin Monirol. What a great part. What a fantastic performance. Those low honks on the bass clarinet, they get me every time. That's a piece that was featured at the International Rostrum of Composers this year in Palermo, Italy. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. Today's episode is In the Field, Palermo, Italy. We traveled all the way down to Sicily, south of the boot, to listen to music by composers all over the world for the International Rostrum of Composers. And it was a fascinating experience. We're sharing five of those pieces with you today. To subscribe to our podcast for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, or if you'd like to get a playlist of the music that we featured on the program today, you can visit relevanttones.com. Today's program is another in our recurring series called In the Field, where we have the opportunity to travel, well, really at this point, pretty much all over the world, to go to festivals and conferences and hear pieces we would never have heard otherwise, meet wonderful composers and performers that we would not otherwise have gotten the chance to meet, and to bring a lot of this music back for our listeners on Relevant Tones. In this case, today, we went to Palermo, Italy, in Sicily, and it was for the International Rostrum of Composers. And again, this was really interesting in many ways because the music was not performed live, so this is the first conference or festival I've ever gone to where we all sat in a room and listened to recordings. And it might sound a little strange, but it makes more sense when you think that most of the people who were in the room were radio people. So for us, listening to recordings is pretty normal. And actually, it was really fun to be able to do it with our colleagues because radio can be a little lonely. Usually, you're alone listening to all of these recordings and deciding what you're going to put on the show. So to have all these people together in a room listening to these recordings was really, really fun. And it was an honor for us to be there too because they only accept one representative from each country. So we were the only radio station, the only radio show from the United States that was invited to attend in 2017. And we're playing five pieces for you on the program, including the piece that won, which I'm going to play now. This is by Polish composer Artur Zagajewski. The piece is called Brut, B-R-U-T, which is not a reference to the cologne. It is a reference to the architectural style, brutalism, made popular, or if popular is the right word, by Le Corbusier in the early part of the 20th century. And if you don't know these buildings, you've definitely seen them. The aesthetic was, it wasn't necessarily meant to be beautiful. These were big buildings, almost like bunkers. They were made of concrete. They didn't have a lot of windows. And I guess brutalist is the right term for that architectural style. And it fits in the music as well. The piece won. We have access to the comments that the evaluators made, and many of them say the piece is effective. It does exactly what the title says that it does. The piece is basically a cello concerto. We have a cello soloist with a chamber orchestra, and the cellist is Dominik Plonski. Here is Dominik Plonski performing with Arte del Suonatore. That is the chamber orchestra. No conductor here. And this is music by Artur Zagajewski. The piece is called Brut. Thank you.
Thank you.
piece for cello and chamber orchestra. It's called Brut, B-R-U-T, a reference to the architectural style Brutalism, which again is these almost windowless concrete structures. If you've ever been to East Berlin, before they tore down most of those, that's what it looks like. And this is a musical representation, and the composer did a marvelous job. It's Artur Zagajewski. And this is the piece that won. So there is a prize attached to the International Rostrum of Composers. And this is the piece that won. All of the evaluators thought that it was a very effective musical representation of his concept. And I have to agree. I think it's a great piece. It's a lot of fun. And what a dynamic performance by the cellist Dominik Plonski, again performing here with only one arm. One of his arms was amputated due to a sickness. And he's performing there with the chamber ensemble Arte del Suonatore. Marvelous performance. The piece is called Brut. We have such an eclectic lineup on the program today, which is something I always like a lot. But especially with these in-the-field episodes, we get to hear so much varied music. And that was certainly the case in Palermo. The composers who submitted music are all over the map stylistically. So we chose five pieces that we heard in Palermo to play on the program today. And they're all very, very different. We're going to go now to Australian composer Kate Moore, who writes music that is highly lyrical, very, very beautiful, gestures, develops very, very slow. I think you could call it minimalist. She studied in Holland with Louis Andriessen, as did about 25% of the young composers today. There must be a well-worn path to his door at this point. So she's having a great career, and the piece that we're going to play is called Fern. We're going to hear the Amsterdam Sinfonietta conducted by Candida Thompson. So let's have it. Here it is, Fern by Kate Moore. It's a piece by Kate Moore, an Australian composer, although I think really kind of associated with the Holland scene, especially Louis Andreessen, with whom she studied for many years. If you know anything about that scene, they kind of took American minimalism in a bit of a different direction. We're certainly hearing that in the piece Fern. It's very beautiful. These are composers who are not afraid to write beautiful music again. And we heard the Amsterdam Sinfonietta. They're conducted by Candida Thompson. Again, the piece is called Fern by Kate Moore, one of the five pieces we're featuring on the program today that we heard in Palermo, Italy, at the International Rostrum of Composers. We have just a little bit of time left in the program today, and you may recall that I opened the show with Hop Out and Shuffle Away, this dynamic, kind of frenetic piece by Hong Kong composer Ian Ing Kachun, and I thought I'm going to play as much of that piece as we have time for in the program today because I really like it and I want to feature it again. Here are Jenny Guerra, Carlos Apellanis, and Elena Solanas to perform as much as we can fit of Hop Out and Shuffle Away by Ian Ing Kachun. Enjoy.
Shuffle! Hop!
Thank you.